Erev Tov, everyone. It's a real honor and pleasure to be here. Rabbi Schreier is being very kind when he says that the modest turnout is because of the short notice. We all know that it's because of the speaker this evening. I'm going to try to do my best. But really, it's such a special schus to be here. For as long as this community has existed, B'nai Ashurin has been the gold standard here in Bergen County in so many special ways. My first time here at this Amud, and it's really an honor and a pleasure to share Torah and Divrei Chizuk together. I also want to say that every time I get an audience outside of my own shul, which admittedly is not very often, I like to thank my colleagues, the members of the RCBC, the Rabbanim of Bergen County, for inspiring me every day with their dedication and commitment to Klal Yisrael. I kid you not when I say, it doesn't get said enough, the Vod in Bergen County is a Vod like no other in the world. A Vod this big, full of Rabbanim, who cooperate with one another in unity and togetherness, working on behalf of Klal Yisrael without any kitata, any machlokes. We don't agree on everything, but we work together on behalf of Klal Yisrael in ways that are very, very, very special. And it's a great source of pride for me, and I know for us, and it should be a source of pride for all of you as well. So thank you so much, and for choosing me here to be able to kick off this very, very special program. I was joking that, as the Mishnah in Sanhedrin says, "Bedinei nefashos maschilin min atzad," that in the matters of greatest import, matters of life and death, the first judge to speak is the one all the way at the end of the least significance. So I have that honor of being the min atzad to be able to kick off this program this week. If you're anything like me, you've spent these last couple of weeks not just davening, but also thinking about and reflecting upon the koach hatfila altogether. What does it mean to daven? Why do we daven? What does it mean that an omniscient, all-knowing God hears our tfilos, answers our tfilos? What should our tfilos do for us? Should they be doing anything for us? This is a question which looms large at the beginning of this week's parsha as well. In a beautiful, beautiful passage of the Kli Yakar that I'd like to learn together with all of you. The Kli Yakar arrives at this conversation in an unusual kind of way. He notices a subtle difference in how HaKadosh Baruch Hu phrases the brachos and the klalos to Avram Avinu. I will bless those who bless you, and those who curse you, I will curse. Why does the bracha, why is it phrased as, I will bless those who bless you, but the curse is, those who curse you, I will curse. Why not, v'avracham v'arachecha, v'aor mekal alecha? And says the Kli Yakar, an important yesod, v'yadua, shelatova HaKadosh Baruch Hu mitzarif machshav l'maisa. When it comes to divrei bracha, when it comes to dvarim tovim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzareif machshava l'maisa. When you think good things, when you think divrei bracha, words of blessing, words of tova, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzareif machshava l'maisa and actually taps into your machshavos, to your thoughts, to your feelings, to your sentiments before you even say them. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu grants the bracha before they actually leave your lips. Not so when it comes to divrei klala, you actually have to say them for them to actually be brought out into the world. When it comes to divrei tova, divrei bracha, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mitzaref machshava l'maisa. And after that, those words of introduction, the Kli Yakar asks the essential question. If that's the case, that when it comes to tfilot, real mamish, divrei bracha, dvarim tovim, sentiments from the heart that are authentic and sincere and meaningful and good, why do we need to daven? In the MS, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Yemalei She'eloso Achar She'nerach HaDavar B'libo Shel Adam, if HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what we need and knows what we want better than even we do, and that we don't have to articulate them in order for HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tap into those thoughts, to tap into those tfilos. In Cain, Lama Zetziva Hashem Al HaTfila B'peh. Asks the Kli Yakar, why daven altogether? Why not just think good thoughts? Why not just allow HaKadosh Baruch Hu to tap into our hearts and our minds and our souls and know what we need and what we want? Know what our dreams are. Know what our hopes are. Why do we have to articulate prayer? Alzeh Omer. And he answers a beautiful, beautiful yesod. Umei Hashem ma'ane lashon. The pasuk in Mishlei. Umei Hashem ma'ane lashon. The gift from HaKadosh Baruch Hu of articulate prayer. Kizeh matas Hashem hu shenasan ma'ane lashon la'adam. It is a gift from Hashem that we've been granted at the Koach HaTfilah. As Chazal say, Sha'akodesh Baruch Hu mis'aveh l'tfilosan shel tzadikim. Hashem lusts, desires our tfilos. Lefi shenim shalim etzel Hashem yisbarach ki yeled sha'ashuim etzel aviv. Because, says the Kli Yakar, we are nimshalim. We are likened before HaKadosh Baruch Hu like a yeled sha'ashuim, like a child, a little child who's playing before their father. Im hu mevakesh dover be'aviv, if a child comes before their father to request something, afal pisha aviv yodea masha ben tzarich, even though the father knows, the child comes before the father and the father, the kid is stammering and stuttering and trying to get the words out, and the father knows what the kid wants. He knows he wants a treat. He knows he wants to stay up a little bit later. The father knows. And even though he does, nonetheless, mikol makom rotzeh ha'av sheyotzi haben mipiv mevukasho. The father wants the child to articulate and to say what his request is. Lefi sheha'av mishta'asheya bedibur shel haben. Because the father delights in the speech of their child. Kach omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu liYisrael, Hashmi'ini yes kolech, ki kolech arev lo geshesli. Speak to me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells us. Hashmi'ini yes kolech, ki kolech arev. Your voice to me is so incredibly pleasant. I delight so much in hearing you talk to me. Ein Hashem Yisborach rotze leisnag imanu kederech hasarim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't want to behave towards us like an officer. You're in with an officer, a dignitary, a king. The moment they know what you need, they okay, stop, stop. The moment they know what you want, the moment they know what you're asking, they stop you. Kadosh Baruch Hu doesn't treat us in that way. Rather, HaKadosh Baruch Hu bechasto eino kein. Lefi she'anu be'einav yisbarach, kesha'ashua Yeled Uben Yakir. Why must we articulate our tefillos? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu is our father. And parents love to hear their children talk. As an aside, I often bristle when I hear of Rabbeim, Machanchim, teachers telling young people something that sounds like this. What, you think HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs your tefillos? Your tefillos aren't for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they're for you. It's to change you. He doesn't need them. It's for you. Your tefillos are for you. They often invoke the reflexive, mitpalel. It's for us. It may not be that HaKadosh Baruch Hu needs our tefillos, but he sure does want them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu mis'aveh. When we daven, we are offering a gift to our Father who loves to hear his children talk. Let me tell you what else a father loves from their children. Parents love when their children get along. Tefillah, like every single important institution that the Jewish people have, tefillah, one of its main missions and purposes is as a ma'ached of Klal Yisrael. Through our tefillah, we feel and we are united. Think of it. Every single thing that's important to us is meant to bring us together. Tefillah brings us together. Torah brings us together, not just as a prerequisite for Matan Torah, ki ish echad b'lev echad, but as part of Torah's mission and purpose subsequent to Matan Torah. So many of the Torah institutions that we have are all about bringing Klal Yisrael together. Hakel, bring Klal Yisrael together. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. L'olam Yashlim Adam Parshiyosav Im Atzibur. Shnai Mikra Vecha Targum. It's not about your Yediyas HaTorah. It's about that too. It's about aligning yourself with Klal Yisrael. Everyone reading the same Parsha every day, every week. Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash. Kir Shechubra Lo Yachdav. It brings us together. And tefillah is no exception. If our Father loves to hear us talk, then, like every father, Kal v'chomer Avinu shebashamayim, our Father loves when we get along. Every time I've spoken over the course of these last couple of weeks, I've tried in some way, shape, or form to work in what I'm going to conclude with right now. And those of you who are here who have heard me over the course of the last couple of weeks or listening on Zoom, you'll indulge me if you're engaging in some chazara. In the late 19th century, upon the establishment of the settlement Petach Tikva, the first Jewish agricultural settlement in Ottoman-controlled Israel, the Eastern European Zionist poet Naftali Herz Imber composed a poem called Tikvatenu, Our Hope. Borrowing from the name of the settlement, the poem Tikvatenu was adapted and later, of course, placed to a tune, which is now the national anthem of the State of Israel. Imber's poem and the lyrics of Hatikva are moving, indeed. Kol od balevav penima nefesh Yehudi homiya. So long as there is a Jewish soul that lies within and still yearns, od lo avda tikvatenu, we have not lost all hope. The truth is, however, as we know, Imber's poem itself borrowed that language from the Navi Yecheskel. In the famous vision of the Atzamos Yeveshos in Perek Lamed Zayin, HaKadosh Baruch Hu shows Yecheskel a vision of dry bones in a valley, and in full view of the Navi, HaKadosh Baruch Hu proceeds to adorn those bones with flesh, with veins, and with the breath of life. Yecheskel is told to relay this vision and this message to the people of Israel and Golos, for they have said, Yavsha Atzmosenu, V'avda Tikvatenu. Our bones have dried up. We have lost all hope. The people have given up hope of ever returning. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu reassures them that through the prophecy of Yecheskel, all hope is not lost. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu will indeed reinvigorate those dry bones, bring them life and vitality, meaning and significance. Bring all of that to the dormant Jewish souls wallowing in gullus. And we all loudly and proudly sing HaTikvah in tribute and in celebration of the State of Israel, the greatest miracle of modern Jewish history. But now, our joy has been thoroughly diminished. Thinking about all the innocent lives that have been lost, those that are in captivity, and all of everything that's been happening over the course of these last couple of weeks can be overwhelming and heartbreaking. And while in the face of such evil, we may be tempted to resign ourselves to state, Avda Tikvatenu, like the Jews of Yecheskel's time, losing hope in a future which is wholly bright and free of suffering. Rabosai, we need only to see and reflect upon the spirit and the soul of Am Yisrael these last couple of weeks. Soldiers valiantly defending the nation, throwing off their talesim in the middle of Simchas Torah and heading off into the Shetach. Army bases that were once out of food and equipment now have it, many of them, in abundance. And Am Yisrael coming together to daven together, to learn together, to grow together. Programs like this, which have sprouted all over the country. Amazing. Baruch Hashem. Od lo avda tikvatenu. The bones have not yet completely dried. The spirit of Am Yisrael is indeed alive, and all hope is not lost. In the face of the horrific events of October 7th, may that indelible Jewish spirit continue to inspire us. May HaKadosh Baruch Hu grant us the wisdom and the foresight to look beyond the dry bones of resignation and see the very best that Am Yisrael has to offer. And may our tikvatenu, our fervent hope and prayer, for a time in which we can be that Yeled Shashuim, the child of the Ribono Shel Olam, who speaks to our Father in peace and harmony, to be an Am Chofshi Ba'artzenu. May those tefillos be answered speedily and in our days. Amen.